You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. Hope your week got off to a good start, and thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. Hold on a second. How the heck are you? We are Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller underscore Moulton on X. Oh, yes, it's that kind of week. We're moving forward. Just like the madness is, gets underway tonight. You all have an assignment over the next 12 to 15 hours. You need to find where True TV is on your television. No matter how it is that you get TV, your phone, your computer, whether you've cut the cord, whether you're streaming 37 different places, whatever, True TV, no E on the True. You see what they did there? Very trendy, very happening. Just like my co-host, Mark Miller. Hey, buddy!
Very trendy, very happening.
Yep.
Things that have not been said about me in 30 years, but that's all right. I'll take it.
Not even in your household.
No.
I know. But how you doing?
I'm well. Had a great day yesterday. You know, walked into one of those fun days yesterday. I went, hit some golf balls, and a buddy of mine came and said, "Want to play the last couple holes with us?" I said, "Sure, I'll play the last couple holes with you." And it turned out they're all Michigan men. Two played baseball at Michigan, the other played football. So I was surrounded by maize and blue. But listening to them tell stories about the old days at Michigan, had just walked into one of those great days, ended up back at the one guy's house for a cocktail. It just, you know, just a little outing to go hit golf balls for an hour turned into about a 2.5-3 hour really good afternoon.
I like it. That's awesome. We should all have that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great to hear. Hey, this show's already off to a great start. I mean, we've got David Sampson, Pat Kerwin on the show today, so we're going to have a good show. We're going to have fun. I mean, the madness gets underway tonight. I mean, you know, I think I have our poll question.
Look at that.
Yep. I know this is probably something we should talk about beforehand.
Well, it's, you know, a little behind the scenes for everybody. I try to get the show set up so that at around 5:45, David and I are looking at one another.
Right.
That doesn't mean that at 5:45, we're looking at one another because David's doing things in the morning.
I'll get to it eventually.
And at 5:56, he decided to hit the buttons, and then there we are. And I'm over here beginning to perspire, freak out, about to start sending texts, "Where the hell are you?" And I am the one who wants to discuss before the show. I want to chat.
Right.
David has no desire to chat. None whatsoever.
We're going to do 4 hours together. We need to do 4 hours and 10 minutes?
Yes.
I don't understand it. All right. It's so funny you say that, though. So I'm out in the kitchen and 10 minutes before the show, and my wife is going, "What are you doing here?" All right.
Great question, wife.
No, she literally says, "Just go get connected with Mark." I said, "Yeah, I'll do it. I'm pouring my cereal and what have you." She goes, "First off, it's rude to eat in front of him." And I go, "Well, I'll eat off to the side." And she said, "You know, when we were together in Fargo, I used to show up at your remotes because I had nowhere else to be. And your producer on site, I would get there before you. And your producer would just look at me and shake his head and go, 'Moulton time. I hate it.' And I would show up, you know, sometimes 30 to 90 seconds before the show starts, sit down and let's go."
You could have never played for Coughlin. Never.
It's so funny you say that. So I broadcast about a dozen basketball games for Jacksonville University's men's team this year. Their coach, very nice guy. Okay, but he leaves early.
And do you know who they don't wait for? The broadcaster.
Anybody. No. They don't wait for anybody.
I got you. But at the bottom of the totem pole of who they would wait for is totally the broadcaster. They don't. You're not really part of the team. You're just there for a ride.
No.
So you should be the first one on the bus ready to go.
In fact, after a big win in the A-Sun playoffs, all right, somebody who's actually fairly important lost their phone. And I went back into the gym to help them look for their phone. Oh, yeah, bus left. Gone.
Yep.
Once He was done with his stuff. He got on the bus. He looked. He counted all the players. Everybody else can find their way back. If the players are here, all right. I mean, that's who I got to take on the plane with me home. Everybody else, they know where we're going. I'll see you tomorrow. Right. Boom. Out of there. But, yes, he's very much a, 7 o'clock tip. He'd be like, okay, we're leaving the hotel at 5:30. You know what 5:30 meant?
About 5:25.
5:22.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
I've been there.
Yep, and he waits. He does. He waits. You could tell he wants to board the bus about 5 minutes earlier than he normally does. All right. Jordan Mincy is his name. Good young coach. You'll hear his name again. Trust me. But, oh, yeah. Doesn't make a big deal about it at all. Everybody just knows. When I was broadcasting the first couple games, I'm introducing myself to some players. They literally all said to me, hey, make sure you're on time. And by on time, about 10 minutes early. Oh, okay, thanks. Hey, good luck tonight. Yeah, just make sure you're on the bus. Got it. Okay. So, me, 5:30 means 5:30.
5:32.
No. Come on. I've been in radio and television forever. You can't be late. You cannot be late. I mean, the 6:01, that open plays. By 6:01:20, I got to be ready to go. The sports and local television aired. You could not be late. You could not be late. When they threw it to you, you had to be there.
How many times did you miss the open of, because you're not on, when you did local news, you weren't doing anything till 6:22, 6:25, whenever the hell they let you do sports.
Right.
Did you ever miss the 6 o'clock open because you were out doing an assignment where, they do the wide shot of the three and you're not there?
Oh, yeah, all the time. In fact, I would say, wait, so I have to stop what I'm doing just to sit on the set for 3 seconds? Okay, put a cardboard cutout of me. I go, narrow the shot down. I mean, just take a shot of the two anchors. I go, and for that matter, why is the weather guy out there? Okay, they're off in their weather lab. I go, so if they're not on the set, why do I have to be on the set? Besides, you reduced me to 2 minutes. I'm not that important, so I have to be there for the open? Please. I just stopped showing up. And after a few weeks of that chair just sitting there, they removed the chair and they narrowed the shot. There you go. Got what I wanted.
How to Win Friends and Influence People by David Moulton.
The news director didn't like me anyway. Hated sports. All of them did. So I'm already not making. They already got a thing against me. So fine. All right. You want to take me on? I'll make your life miserable. We all know how this is going to end. You're going to fire me. So it's just a matter of how much joy I can get between now and that moment.
21,000 is the text line. Nowhere else to go but there. As we transition here in the morning from getting fired to players getting hired.
We'll get to that in a moment. Here's my nomination.
All right.
UConn, Purdue, Houston, or the field. If you think that's one too many teams, take it out. Okay, I think UConn or the field's obnoxious. They're not that good. They're excellent. They're the defending champs. But they're not, UNLV in 91. If you know what I mean.
No, I got you.
They're not Kentucky in 2015 or 2012. So I'm thinking UConn, Purdue, Houston, or the field. Who would you take right now?
UConn, Purdue, Houston.
Oh, I knew you would. I mean, please.
I got the field.
I mean, you taking a 2 seed to win it all is going out on a limb.
A big limb.
Right. I mean, you took a look at Jay Billis's bracket, which is 3 ones and a 2, and said, yeah, I don't know if I could live with that.
It's a little risky.
Right. Exactly.
It's a little risky, David.
For the record, this is not a joke. So Shannon Sharp does 2 days a week, I guess, on the Four Letter Network. And so yesterday, he made his final 4 picks for both the men's and the women's. 4 ones for both. Now, listen, you, Mr. I only play favorites. And I only, basically fill out my brackets by picking the favorites every round, right? Would you put that up there as your 2 slates? the four ones for both the men and the women.
Not a chance. And I don't just pick all chalk. I pick a few upsets in the first couple of rounds. But by the time we get to the Sweet 16, I go more chalky. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't put up eight ones in. I mean, on the women's side, throw an upset in there. Iowa's got what, UCLA and LSU on their side, right?
I mean, actually, Iowa's got a brutal draw.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So that's my nomination for what our question should be. Yesterday, we asked which one seed's going to lose first. Now we kind of, you know, go the opposite way. We load up on, you know, the consensus top three for basically the last 2 months, right?
Exactly.
I mean, some combination of those three schools have been number one in the country since early January. So, okay, here we go. Here's the big three or the other 65. Who you got?
I'm just feeling like a gymnast right now. I've got so much chalk on my hands, David.
I understand. Pummel horse, bars. What do you, you know, for using the chalk for?
You know, just for the look, David, I'm not going anywhere near an apparatus. So I might hurt myself.
So you're the person that puts the black underneath their eyes to play indoors?
Yes.
Is that it?
Exactly right.
You're chalking all up for the floor exercise? Is that what you're doing? Okay, good.
And it will just mainly be a tumble. It won't be much of an exercise.
Miller and Moulton. Tournament gets underway tonight. For some of you, it's not till noon on Thursday. I get it. Trust me. Trust me, I'm right there with you. I really am. Don't even know if I paid much attention tonight. I mean, really? You want me to stay up to watch Virginia play? Virginia.
Of all the teams and all the brands of basketball they could have put in the first four, they chose Virginia.
Well, look at it a different way. Many people, myself included, have always liked to fall asleep with the television on. And if this is not a cure for insomnia, I don't know what is. Because there is nothing that a rock fight of Virginia basketball can't make you go to sleep on a Tuesday night for.
Tell you what, if you see the start of the second half, all right, I applaud you. I mean, because that'll be like 10:15. You do an hour of Virginia basketball at a halftime show, and then you see whether or not you're still awake. Miller and Moulton, you still awake?
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Minutes past the hour. David Sampson joins us at the top of the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. We are Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. This didn't get a whole lot of press yesterday, but did you see what Dartmouth University did yesterday? They said, we're not going to negotiate with the basketball players union. We don't recognize them. They're not employees. Don't care what anybody has to say.
It's one way to do it.
Yeah. So if you want to know how this is going to play out, I think Dartmouth told you yesterday how this sucker is going to play out. First, they're going to go through the whole procedural thing about challenging the regional NLRB decision, which was the one that said, yeah, they're employees. They can unionize. So the first thing they're going to do is take on that fact. They're going to lose. And because I think the people they appeal to are, wait for it, the NLRB. So then we're going to federal court, man. I mean, it's just a matter of how quickly does this sucker get to D.C.? Well, you know, the big court.
Right. No, no, no. Right. So.
Right. Not the federal court.
So we've got a gambling. Right. We've got a gambling thing that we've been paying attention to whenever that may make its way.
Right.
To the Supreme Court.
And because guys, could you do it this spring, please? Please? Some of us are waiting on a decision.
That's number one. Now, this one, to me, for sure, ends up in front of the Supreme Court.
I got to be honest, if I'm the court, I'm like sending word out right now. Can you guys just bypass the NLRB and get this in the court system? Because we'll take it now. We'll just leapfrog everything. We'll just say, no, we'll deal with this. We'll deal with this right now. Funny thing is, I don't think the courts are going to be on Dartmouth's side.
I don't know.
It might be different being Ivy League and private, but I mean, so far, seemingly all the courts, and especially that big one, that high one.
Right. They've not had a problem with them earning money. Calling them employees is a totally different thing, though, David. It is completely different.
I know. So I'm telling you, based on what Justice Kavanaugh has said in the last year, I think he's like, listen, these cases bore me. Could you get that Dartmouth Union case before us? Can get me a clerk. Here, call this person. Just say we want it. Do what you got to do. That case interests us. Hell, we got Clarence Thomas asking questions of these cases. I mean, that's how interesting they are. Everybody's sitting forward in their chair for these cases. This is good stuff. Not this whole, you know, whatever, First Amendment, blah, 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 blah. Let's talk college athletics. Let's talk whether or not they're employees or not and how much they can earn. Now, that interests us. This other stuff, whatever. So, I just thought that was interesting. Dartmouth pulled a Vince Lombardi yesterday.
And I don't know what other move Dartmouth could make. And I'm being serious here. Really, they're going to recognize them as employees. I mean, let's just stop and think for a minute. That the National Labor Relations Board said they're employees in Dartmouth. Oh, okay. Come on, guys. Let's negotiate. What do you want for a wage?
They could have negotiated but never agreed to a deal. That, to me, would have been the interesting one. We head into summer and what have you. And because, first off, how many of these 15 players are going to be back?
But by negotiating, they're recognizing them, David. They could never negotiate with them because then they're recognizing them as a union. So they never, ever, ever could negotiate with them based on them being together as a group, because then they recognize the union.
I hate it when you're right. And I mean, like, completely right. There's nothing I can say to that.
Sorry. I know, and that's usually this back and forth thing kind of works in the talk show form.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, it makes for a better segment. It really does.
I didn't mean to just shut you down there, but.
But no, you pulled a Dartmouth on me is what you did. You didn't recognize my point of view at all.
No.
But, you know, Dartmouth pulled a Vince Lombardi. Famous story, Jim Ringo back in the day, and he showed up with an agent. Lombardi, who was not just coach, but he was also general manager of the Packers, was like, I'm sorry, what's this? And, you know, I'm here with my representation. You know, we want to raise. And Lombardi said, oh, okay. Hey, listen, I wasn't ready for this meeting. Can you just give me 5 minutes? And they go out into the hallway and they sit down. And 4 minutes later, the front desk is buzzed and the secretary picks up the phone and goes, okay, I'll tell them. And she hangs up the phone and the agent and Ringo get up and said, we can go in now. And she said, no, you're in the wrong place. You've been traded to the Eagles. And so, you know, Dartmouth pulled a Lombardi yesterday. I don't know what you guys are doing. You don't play basketball for Dartmouth.
Well, and I think, you know, it's going way more smaller scale. I believe in the building that we're in, David, because there are multiple radio stations here. Years and years ago, someone decided to have representation. It might have been a TV station, but I know there was someone locally that said, I'm getting an agent. And that didn't work out well for them either.
Oh, no. You and I both know a former weather guy who went big time with an agent. And, yeah, they did not like that.
No. Funny how that works.
Yeah, I know.
You try to get hand and use it?
And they go, no, we have the hand.
Right, we'll cut off yours.
In fact, we may use both of ours right now. We're really upset. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Dartmouth went old Dartmouth yesterday. And by the way, Twitch chat room, okay, good for Dartmouth. Once again, on the side of the man. Not in their life, mind you, okay, but in the sports world. On the side of the man every time.
I will say in this one, though, we're not fans of unions anymore, by and large, in this country.
Well, and also, when you and I say that a way to solve the modern issues that are at play in big-time college athletics, we say, we'll make them employees. We're in the minority. Our audience is totally against us when we say that.
They must want the revenue-sharing model.
I don't know. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. Nobody's come up with a solution, but they just go, I don't like your guys at all. No, that's a non-starter. Well, what else you got? No, I got nothing, but I got better than that. So I just thought, you know, worth mentioning. Very quietly. On, by the way, the first day that the transfer portal's wide open. And technically someone on a team that's in the NCAA tournament entered the portal yesterday. A kid for NC State. Now, apparently, he didn't make the trip to D.C. for the ACC tournament either. That him and the coaching staff had kind of agreed that he was going to go into the portal. So he didn't join them for their five wins in D.C. to make the tournament. But he was on the website yesterday morning. And he's in the transfer portal.
Picked the wrong time to leave that team.
I was going to say, everything's paid for and everything. Flights, meals. And they go private plane to and from the NCAA tournament, you know. NCAA pays for it.
They got to do something with all that money they get.
Well, for the men. Okay, for the men. Women, not so much. But for the men... they go private plane.
Miller and Moulton, David Sampson, Pat Kerwin on the show today. The starting five, that is next. Miller underscore Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the top of the hour, and that's when David Sampson will join us. Pat Kerwin joins us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, the third hour along the network. Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller underscore Moulton on X. Decent amount of meat on the bone yesterday. The wings smaller than usual, but they're plump. Time now for...
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's The Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
Well, number one is the madness gets underway tonight, baby. In some way, shape, or form. I mean, it's on True TV. Wagner-Howard the first game. Howard a 3.5-point favorite. Colorado State-Virginia the second game. Colorado State's a 2.5-point favorite. Mark, that's your wife's alma mater.
I know.
Is she going to stay up and watch?
Not a chance.
True TV, once again, you've got about 12 hours to find True TV. You'll need it for this week, and then that's it. You know, the NIT gets underway tonight. Little I-4 tussle might interest a few people. UCF hosting South Florida, and the Knights are a 5.5-point favorite. 9 o'clock. You got to go to ESPN Plus, but little South Florida UCF in basketball. I like it.
I do too.
Good. Transfer portal opened yesterday on both sides. There's about 250 D1 women's basketball players that entered the portal and a couple hundred of men as well. I don't know. The timing just seems off to me. Couldn't push this back 2 weeks. Couldn't even push it back a week. We're only 16 programs have to deal with it. You push it back 2 weeks, there's only 4 programs affected. If you know what I mean. Everybody else is done playing on both sides. sure we couldn't push this back 2 weeks? It seems a little quick, doesn't it? Dartmouth says it will not enter into collective bargaining with the men's basketball team's union that they joined. They want it reviewed once again, the regional NLRB decision. They want it reviewed nationally again. And then, in all likelihood, they're headed to federal court. So what do you say? Spring of 2027? 26? 27? When do we think this ends up?
That your timeline seems pretty accurate.
Okay. And Keith Dembrot is the head coach of Duquesne. He just took him to the tournament. First time since 1977. Yeah, the 65-year-old's going to retire. He's been coaching a long time, three different colleges. He was also LeBron's high school coach. He's retiring. He said, I worry about too much. Don't know if I can keep my energy up. So he's going out, taking Duquesne to the NCAA tournament. Good for him. Baseball. Hey, Blake Snell found a team. The Giants. 2 for 62, which could be 1 for 31 because he has an opt-out after this year.
And I hope he opts out, and I hope the market is not there for him. This is great what they're doing to Boris right now. This is fantastic. They're freezing out Scott Boris.
Well, they are to some effect. They're also, I think he picked the wrong group of clients to negotiate with the way he's always negotiated. I'm just saying that every one of his clients had flaws. Like Blake Snell had 2 Cy Young years and then 6 average ones. You know, Jordan Montgomery, he's been good. Yeah, he's been okay. And you're wanting, I'm sorry, what? 6-7 years at 25 plus? For a number 3 starter? I don't think so. You know, Cody Bellinger, hey, he's been MVP, and he's been .82 also. What are you wanting again? So I just think also, and Mark, this is where the regional cable issues that we've talked about, there are teams that are like, we're going to lose money this year. Don't think we can cover our expenses this year. I know you guys don't believe us, but when you lose 40, 50, 60 million in TV revenue, that really does affect your bottom line. Just saying. Twins closer, Duran, is going to start the year on the IL with an oblique strain. Those things have a tendency of lingering. And Mark, apparently the MLB players are not happy with the number 2 guy at the MLBPA. He is their chief negotiator, Bruce Meyer. Apparently they had a 3-hour Zoom call yesterday, and the players want him fired. Tony Clark's not willing to go there yet. Players want the guy who negotiated for the minor leaguers 2 years ago. So just a little behind the scenes, you know, in a couple of years, the players and the owners are going to have to start negotiating again. Looks as if the players are tired of, losing in the negotiations, I think.
Good, guys. Put in a cap and you can get whatever you want.
Well, of course, that's a non-starter, Mark. But I do think that things will be... I'll make you a prediction right now. We won't know for 3-4 years whether it comes true. We will miss games over the next negotiation. We will.
Oh, boy.
We will miss games. I do. The players have lost 3 negotiations in a row. They got to draw a line in the sand. Unless the market changes in the next 2 to 3 years. All right. The players are not liking the way free agency's going. $1 billion less dollars were spent on free agents this offseason than last, and that includes Ohtani and Yamamoto. So the players are not happy. NFL, Chase Young. Did you see the deal he got from the Saints? So here's a guy that the Commanders couldn't wait to get rid of. Niners acquired him for a 3rd-round pick. They had him for half a season. At the end of that half a season, they said, yeah, we need defensive linemen, but not him. No, we're done with you. They signed a 31-year-old to a 3-year deal before they'd signed Chase Young for what he was looking for. Chase Young got $13 million fully guaranteed from the Saints yesterday for 1 year. Wow. 7.5 sacks. $13
million. It's $2 million a sack.
Yeah.
I can do that math. I mean, that's an easy one there for me.
So the good news for the 49ers is they signed Josh Dobbs. I guess he's going to back up Brock Purdy. 1 year, $2.25 million. He could earn a little bit more in incentives. Bad news for the Niners. This almost sounds like a joke. So apparently they need new accountants. The league determined, not this past year, but the year before, that basically they did their math wrong. Now, they never violated the cap. And the league said, we don't think you guys did it on purpose, but you may need to get new accountants. Because this math that you guys did throughout the year, it was wrong. I mean, you never went over the cap, because then we'd really have to punish you. But so what they did to the Niners in this year's draft, I guess wherever their fourth round pick was, they moved it all the way to the end of the fourth round. So after all the compensatory picks. So they lost like 15 spots in the fourth round of the draft this year. But next year, they lose a fifth rounder. They just took it away from them. So got to get some new accountants. Raiders signed former Vikings running back Alexander Mattison. He's 25. He'll be their backup running back. Cowboys linebacker Leighton Van Der Esch retired at the age of 28. He said, yeah, his body just won't cooperate. He suffered a neck injury last year, can't come back from it. And this is a hell of a signing for the Lions. They signed free agent guard Kevin Zeitler, or they're going to make it official this morning in a presser later today. He's 34 years old. It's a one-year deal. He'll replace that Jonah Jackson guy who went to the Rams. And Zeitler's good, and Zeitler's durable.
Well, that's the big thing. He doesn't miss games, David.
No, he doesn't miss snaps. In fact, no offensive lineman's played more snaps since he's been in the league since 2012. So there. One other football note. So Alabama re-upped the contracts of their AD. Nobody cares about that. And they finalized Kalen DeBoer's contract. Did you hear the specifics, by the way? Kalen DeBoer replacing Nick Saban. 8-year deal, first off. Eight. Not five or six. Eight. Starts at $10 million a year. He gets $250,000 raise every year. So his last year of his deal, he'll make $11.75 million. Yeah. So his average salary comes out to be like 10.8 and change. That makes him the fourth highest paid coach in college football. Care to guess the top three? Anybody?
I'm thinking.
Okay, let me help you out. Dabo's one.
All the guys I'm thinking of aren't coaching anymore. That's why I'm having trouble with this.
Kirby's two. Lincoln Riley's three. Kalen DeBoer is the fourth highest paid coach in college football. Sarkisian is five, and Mike Norvell is sixth, for the record.
So 8 years for DeBoer. If I set the over-under at 5.5 that he's there, what would you go?
Man, that is the perfect number, too. That is the perfect number. Under.
Yeah, me too.
Under by a half. I'm counting on five. That's what I'm counting on. NBA, there were eight games last night. Heat lost to the Sixers 98-91. Heat are the 8th seed right now, and the Sixers with the win move up to 6 because Indiana lost at home to Cleveland, and they fell back to 7. Man, the Knicks have been really good on the road here. They're sweeping this whole West Coast road trip. We'll see if they can win in Denver with all the injuries that the Knicks have, but they beat Golden State last night, 119-112. No Randall, no Mitch Robinson, no OG. They still won. That's it. I said bet against the Celtics last night. Take the Pistons in the 16.5.
That was a bad idea.
That was really a dumb suggestion. Boston won by 25. They're 31-3 at home. And the Lakers, looks like they're going to host the Warriors in that 9-10 play-in game. They're the 9 right now. And they beat Atlanta by 31. NHL, two games. A little bit of history in the one. Ovechkin with a couple of power play goals in the second period. Caps beat the Flames 5-2. Now, first off, it moves Washington into the second wild card spot, a point ahead of the Wings, and Washington still has a game in hand on Detroit. But for Ovechkin, Mark, that's goals 19 and 20. That's the 19th consecutive season that Ovechkin has scored 20 or more goals. There's only two other players in NHL history that have done that. 19 or more consecutive years of 20 or more goals.
And you all know one answer is Gordie Howe. Getting to the other is a little more difficult.
Getting to the other is a hell of a bar bet because it's not Messier and it's not Gretzky. It's not Lemieux. It's not Jágr. Okay. And it's not Marcel Dion.
I would have lost because I'd have gone Jágr. That was
Brendan Shanahan.
Right.
Is the second NHLer with 19 consecutive years of 20 or more goals. Buffalo beat Seattle 6-2, Sabres 4 points behind the Caps, trying with a late dash to make the playoffs for the first time in quite a while. And golf, they had that meeting yesterday in the Bahamas. PGA Tour, the players, directors, and the head of the PIF, you know, Yasir Al-Rumanian. I mean, do you nickname him if you're Tiger? Do you go, hey, why? You know, Yaz? Do you call him Yaz? Okay. Do you call him Piff? Hey, Piff. Can you nickname him if you're Tiger Woods?
Not without fear of retribution, David. I don't know if you're aware of how they operate when they don't like things. I'd call him by his name.
It's only if you're a journalist or if you're gay. Okay, and Tiger is neither that we know of. The player directors, by the way, there's six of them on the PGA Tour. Tiger, Adam Scott, Patrick Cantlay, Webb Simpson, Jordan Spieth, and Pete Malnati. Malnati's the guy who said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll represent the guys that you don't care about. That's me. So Malnati was the one who was speaking at length at the Players' Championship. So, there you have it. 8 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
You know, that could be a poll question later in the week, okay? If you were a member of the PGA Tour, what would your nickname for Yasir Al-Rumayyan be?
I am loosely categorized as a media member, so I'm not going anywhere near a question like that.
So your answer would be Mr. Rumayyan.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it would be.
That would be your nickname for him. I'm not big into nicknames. You know, you who spent all that time in the hockey world, I mean, to half the people you've known in your life, you're Millsy, for goodness sakes. Okay, and you're not going to get
He can call me whatever he wants. I'm going to call him Sir.
Piff. That's what I'm going to call him. Hey, Piff.
They scare me.
Well, with good reason. But in this case, in theory, if you're the PGA Tour, you got the upper hand, right?
I mean, right.
Until you do a deal, you've got hand, right?
Sure.
By the way, the recommendation our Twitch chat room is Sir Piff.